Hi, I'm Jim Narosky from Microsoft. Welcome to the Office 365 update for November of 2015. During the next 10 minutes or so, I'll be giving you a quick overview of the latest Office 365 update news from various Microsoft sources, including the Office blogs and the Office 365 roadmap. Now let's take a look and listen at how Office 365 is transforming the modern workplace. I covered some of my favorite Office 2016 features last month and asked you to send me yours. Smart Lookup was a popular choice. It brings reference information and insights from the web right into your documents. Just highlight an item, right-click, and choose Smart Lookup from the shortcut menu. The search results appear in a new pane on the right side of the Office document. Excel Power users called out automatic time grouping in Excel 2016 as a favorite. It saves cycles by automatically grouping time-related fields in a pivot table. This allows users to more quickly analyze their data across different time periods and helps them make better decisions faster. Those weren't the only suggestions I received, but the only ones I have time for this month. Keep the suggestions coming, and I'll try to get them in future updates. Office 365 Planner offers a simple, highly visual way to organize teamwork. Planner makes it easy for teams to create new plans, organize and assign tasks, share files, and get updates on progress. One of the most valuable aspects of Planner is that it helps teams organize their work visually. Each plan has its own board, and with each board, each work item or task is represented by a card that can have due dates, attachments, categories, and conversations associated with it. Planner also provides views to keep your work on track. The Hub view lets you track overall progress across all plans, while the My Tasks view lets you filter down to see just what you need to do across every plan. Office 365 Planner will be available in preview to Office 365 first release customers, so keep your eye on the Office 365 App Switcher. Additional information is available in the September 22nd blog post. Office Sway is a new way to communicate and present your ideas more effectively. It became generally available in August, and we're continuing to release customer feedback-driven updates. OneDrive for Business integration was a frequent feature request, and I'm happy to say it has arrived. Now, when you sign into Sway.com or Sway for Windows 10 with an Office 365 work or school account, you can access your OneDrive for Business account from the Insert tab. Drag and drop your images right into Sway's or import PDF, Word, and PowerPoint files. Go to Sway.com or download the Sway app for Windows 10, iPad, or iPhone to try out Sway and share your own story. Delve is an experience within Office 365 that surfaces relevant content and insights tailored to each person by mapping connections between people, content, and interactions that occur across Office 365. It's designed to help people collaborate, share, and discover information more easily in the modern workplace. This October, the Office team announced new people experiences in Office Delve that fall into three categories. First, I'm a big proponent of recognizing others when they do great work, so I love the new praise feature. It makes it easy to publicly recognize a colleague and send manager notification commending them for a job well done. Second, the new Delve authoring canvas began rolling out to all eligible Office 365 commercial customers in October. This feature supports blogging within the enterprise, enabling easier knowledge sharing and collaboration. Third, Favorites is a new way within Delve to easily save information you want to come back to later. Anything you tag as a favorite is available from the new Favorites tab in the Me view in the left-hand navigation in Delve. Wondering how to get started? Try Delve's Me view feature. It's a great way to access the content you recently generated or modified. Not too long ago, we introduced a new cross-suite service called Office 365 Groups. It can be a more efficient way to get work done with others and offers a number of benefits compared to traditional distribution lists and team sites. With the release of Office 2016, we added Groups integration to Outlook 2016 and released a new mobile app called Outlook Groups. In Outlook 2016, creating a group is easy, and each member of a group can participate in conversations, schedule meetings, and share files. In addition, group members can initiate a Skype for Business voice and video call for urgent real-time decisions. With the Outlook Groups mobile app for Windows Phone, iOS, and Android, you can now engage with your group on your phone while on the go. You can read all the details about Office 365 groups in the late September blog post. Back in July, Microsoft announced a preview of the new Skype for Business voice and meeting capabilities in Office 365. They included Skype Meeting Broadcast, Cloud PBX, and PSTN Conferencing. Skype Meeting Broadcast allows organizations to stream Skype for Business meetings to up to 10,000 people at a time. It makes it easy to host large virtual events like internal town hall style meetings and public webinars. Skype for Business Server customers around the world will now be able to preview Cloud PBX in Office 365 using their existing phone lines for inbound and outbound calling. Using this on-premises PSTN connectivity, customers worldwide can use Cloud PBX to eliminate separate PBX systems, but still take advantage of their existing carrier contracts. And users in the U.S. can do even more with what we're calling the Cloud PBX with PSTN calling capability. Sometimes meeting participants need to join a Skype for Business meeting using a plain old telephone instead of a computer or other smart device. The PSTN conferencing capability enables this scenario, allowing users to add telephone dial-in and dial-out capabilities to existing meetings in Skype for Business Online. The PSTN conferencing preview, originally only available in the U.S., is now accepting applications from 14 additional countries that you see listed here. Read the October 7th blog post for all the details and enroll in the Skype Preview program at skypepreview.com. The Office team is dedicated to improving the Office 365 Admin Center experience, making it more intuitive, informative, scalable, and insightful. The recently released new Admin Center Preview focuses on simplifying the dashboard while providing quicker access to the tools admins use most. The goal is to make it easier to complete common tasks without having to leave the dashboard. Whether it's adding a new user, resetting a password, or simply checking a monthly statement, it's still early days and not all of the features are available yet. The development team is looking for your feedback so that they can continue to shape the product into something that will truly improve admin productivity. At Microsoft, our goal is to minimize the time it takes organizations to realize the business value of Office 365. And our recently revamped Microsoft Fast Track service is designed to do just that. First, we're changing the Fast Track from a one-time to an ongoing benefit. This enables customers to request support onboarding new users and capabilities at any time and as many times as needed for the life of the Office 365 subscription. In addition, we're expanding Fast Track to offer customized support and resources not only for onboarding, but also for building a success plan during the envisioning phase of the Office 365 implementation and in driving business value and user adoption once deployed. FastTrack.microsoft.com is a great place to learn more, whether you're already aware of the program or just hearing about it for the first time. Data loss prevention, or DLP, helps block end users from sending information like credit card data or national identification numbers outside the organization. On September 30th, Microsoft announced the production rollout of DLP for both OneDrive for Business and SharePoint Online, expanding the DLP functionality already available in Exchange and Outlook. As the service rolls out, IT admins will begin seeing new controls in the Office 365 Compliance Center, allowing them to easily set up DLP policies for SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business. Microsoft also announced additional protection controls with policy tips integrated throughout the Office 365 desktop apps, providing consistent notification across all productivity applications. The Office blog post has a helpful table showing what's rolling out now and what's coming soon. For a deeper dive, be sure to check out the Office Mechanics episode dedicated to the topic. I'll leave you this month with a few suggestions. Install and begin using Office 2016 and try out some of the new features I mentioned in this or a previous recording. One of the new chart types might be a great place to start. Another one is to pick an Office 365 workload you might not be familiar with and put it into use. For example, use Sway to deliver your next presentation. Finally, visit the Office blog and Office 365 roadmap to learn more about the topics discussed in this update. And as always, feel free to contact me directly at jimnarr@microsoft.com with any feedback. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again soon.